First, Gordo takes us into an audio winter wonderland.
Gosh. Boy, that's dressed up. All right, we had a funny slip of the tongue here happening on Channel 9 News, and I'm not exactly sure where this comes from, but I know it's a cold area of town because this reporter's out doing a live shot, and he messes up when he throws it back to the studio. He wants to congratulate another member of his in-studio team.
Yes.
And
yes.
Listen at this mess up that he has.
We'll toss it back to you guys. And Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hoosiers win.
You said what?
Wow, that was a slip of the tongue.
What was that again?
The Hoosiers who won.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's
anyways, yeah, that'll be a YouTube.
I was gonna say.
Anyways, back to you. Before I say anything else, I'll just close my mouth.
And there's a girl sitting on set in a purple sweater with big old up tops.
Well, it would have been better had Aaron been that girl.
What do you mean?
Well, Aaron, I'm assuming, was the guy, the male anchor. He said, congratulations to your Hoosiers.
Yes, I think you're right. I originally, when I first watched this, I thought Aaron was the girl's name.
Congratulations.
But I think he was congratulating one of the guys on set. Which, well, yeah, it would have been delicious.
We'll toss it back to you guys. And Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hoosiers win.
All right, and then I found a couple more. That here's one of the classics that we always get a kick out of. This is the one who was doing the most serious murder story, and they flashed that picture of the guy, the suspect's face, and he has big old wide eyes, like bugged out kind of look. He had a funny look on his face, and they flashed his mugshot up on the screen. Well, the female news anchor just could not handle it. And gets the giggles.
Terrible story, too.
In a horrible story.
In headlines around America this morning, in Michigan, police have arrested a man who's suspected of chopping up his wife. Michigan police say suspect Stephen Grant was captured in Michigan's Wilderness State Park and airlifted to a hospital. The area is more than 400 miles from Grant's suburban Detroit home. The 37-year-old man is accused in the death of his wife, Tara Lynn Grant. A torso and body parts of who is believed to be the mother of two were found this weekend in and near the Grant home.
Stephen Grant, and he was brought here to Northern Michigan Hospital where he is being treated for hypothermia and possible frostbite to his feet. He is, of course, under continuous police supervision.
Grant went missing hours before police found the torso in the garage of his home.
Isn't that horrible?
That picture's so crazy.
That guy's big old wide eyes. And then here, this is another one that's fairly recent. This was a woman trying to tell everyone what movie she watched last night. But it turns out it makes for an unfortunate sentence.
I always wait a week to get my hands on the latest DVD releases. So I got knocked up last night. Well, not literally, but I got the movie knocked
up.
Yes, the movie knocked up. Terrific. You gotta watch.
Oh, my goodness. All right, and then this one, I don't know how to explain this one. First of all, they're doing a segment they shouldn't even be doing. You know how you'll have one of the female reporters come on and tell you about a new beauty product or something? I'm assuming this is more of the midday kind of news feel. Well, this woman does a story on a medical breakthrough in which women can get some sort of injection into their Grafenberg spot that enhances their pleasure.
Okay.
Well, they have on set, the male anchor is the most stiff, wooden-like black anchor you've ever seen in your life, who talks extremely white, talks more white than most white guys. And he asks an incredibly inappropriate question. He's like some kind of weird Asperger's robot or something. All right, listen to this woman's report.
The G-shot costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's
thank
proof.
For
then. All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh my God!
For some serious business.
That's shocking. How did he think that was acceptable?
I don't know. Because news anchors can't think. They're not paid to think.
They're paid to read.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's a classic one. And then we can't let it go without playing Cynthia Izaguirre's famous Everest one when she was trying to identify a climber who was blind.
Well, she makes the show two segments in a row.
What about that?
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's blind. So we'll hear about that coming up.
Okay, as we head to the break, I look
You know my theory on that?
What?
Is that her co-anchor's gay. And she had that on her mind because she's sitting there right next to him.
She always thinks he is.
And that's why he dismisses it so quickly. Okay, let's move on.
All right.
His name is Craig Negrelli.
And I guess I'm openly accusing him this morning of being gay.
Craig, what are you doing?
It's just a theory I have.
And then finally, the worst mess up of all time is that girl who was outside the CMAs, or was it the Grammys?
Yeah.
Outside the Grammys, and they throw it to her, and she, for whatever reason, gets this tongue-tied.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead, Terrison, look for the bit, the head of the pit.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. So there you go, a little Winter Wonderland grab bag.
852.